With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. Parents of infants in Queens have a childcare option for the very first time. The Queens Daycare Association officially opened their infant care center for children as young as 4 months old on Tuesday. Chair of the association's board of directors, Scott Christian, says he knows from personal experience how essential the service will be for families who are new to Queens.
I'm new to the community. I've only lived here for 5 years, and I ask people, you know, where do infants go? Like, where does your baby go when you need to go back to work? And, you know, it's largely that gap is filled by grandma or an aunt or an uncle or a close family friend. But outside of that, there's really no opportunities.
The association began applying for grants in 2017 to build the $400,000 infant care facility. The work was completed through a $250,000 grant received from the province and $150,000 raised in private donations. Already, 3 of the 8 available infant spaces are filled, and Christian expects now that the doors are open, the remaining spots will be snapped up. Queens Daycare Association is also licensed to provide care for 42 children in their after-school, toddler, and preschool programs, and there are almost another 40 on a wait list to get in. Christian says the need for licensed child care in Queens is obvious.
There were other facilities in the community who got out of it because of how challenging it is to be solvent. There's really no opportunity for for-profit childcare in rural communities. So it's up to nonprofits like ours and the charitable sector to step in.
The proverbial paint is barely dry, and already, Christian says, the association is looking to expand.
We are the sole provider of licensed childcare in the community, and with a wait list like that, and then just with the sort of demographic trends, with so many new families moving to the area and properties being bought up and whatnot, we know that there's just going to be an increase in need for it.
For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.